This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. This is your show host, Michelle Fern. I have just read the most incredible book and then have the author on to share so we can talk about the journey that she took in writing the book, why she wrote the book. It's quite amazing. If you've ever had a dog or thought about having a dog or a cat or any fur babe, I think even I would say even fish or ducks or anything, you can probably relate. And this is just an amazing book. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I would like to welcome Dr. Michelle Slater. She's a former professor and author, and she's written the book Soulmate Dog. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
Should I call you Dr. Michelle?
No, you're welcome to call me Michelle.
Okay. All right. That's okay. That's fine. So share with us, before we start talking about the book, tell us a little about your background.
Well, Michelle, I have a PhD in French and comparative literature, and I'm a lifelong animal lover. I grew up with dogs and with parents who really respected animals. And I used to teach at the university. In my first book, I describe why I don't teach at the university anymore. In Starving to Heal in Siberia, I was very ill with Lyme disease. And then I had these books to write. Soulmate Dog, which just came out in June, shares a lot of my story along with the story of my incredible German Shepherd companion, Brady. And I won't go into it because I know you have questions.
I have questions.
But that's a little bit about my background.
I have lots of questions. Thank you. And I hope you're feeling better.
Oh, yes. That's why I wrote Starving to Heal in Siberia, because I found a treatment that cured me completely. And that's why I was able to go on and start writing books.
Okay. That's wonderful to hear about. You started talking a little bit about it, but what is Soulmate about? And then my next question, which you might be answering within that question, is why you wrote it.
Yes. So I just wanted to clarify that the title of the book is
Soulmate Dog.
Yes. So Soulmate Dog, the dog is very key to that. And Soulmate Dog is about the story of Brady, who's a very charismatic and soulful, wise German Shepherd, who I spent many years with. His entire life I spent with him from beginning to end. And I wrote the book because Brady had such an extraordinary soul, and he taught me so much. And the important figures around us encouraged me to write Soulmate Dog because they thought that Brady's story had a lot of lessons for people and helpful information for people and their animal companions to learn about that could be helpful for medical reasons, for communication, even for grief, and also for understanding and validating these very profound relationships that we develop with our animal companions to the extent that I call Brady my soulmate dog. So it's also a celebration of soulmate dogs that also led me to write the book.
Thank you. I read the entire book. Your relationship with Brady is just extraordinary. It's very unique. I think it's unique because there's no other way you would know what someone's relationship is with their dog or or cat, but let's focus on dog here, for their dog, unless they tell you. So you don't read a lot about soulmate dogs. You read a lot about dogs, you know, close companion, I love them. But this was an incredible journey. How would you describe your relationship? What is a soulmate dog for people that have not experienced that? They might not be pet parents and they're listening, or they love their dog, but their dog's not their soulmate. So how would you describe it so people can really get what you're talking about?
Absolutely. That is a great question. And it has invited some questions like, well, does that mean that you don't find any human beings to be your soulmate? And so it does invite a discussion for sure. I would say that from the moment that I met Brady, when he was only a few weeks old, we looked into each other's eyes, and it was this almost supernatural experience because I just fell in love with this puppy at first sight. I just knew that we were meant to be together and that we were going to have extraordinary experiences. And I was all in. So I felt like I was committed to him. I would do my utmost best to take care of his needs that he wasn't able to take care of himself as an animal. And as time went by, I learned about how a dog loves, and I learned about how he had unconditional love for me. And I really saw that. And then as we got into some of the more esoteric communication methods, I learned that there was a deeper and more profound side to dogs that I'd ever been able to validate, that I'd always had the intuition about. And so this relationship just developed deeply over time and then eventually became a relationship in which I just about literally went to the moon to save his life. And I would do it all over again today. And I realized, wow, I love Brady so much that he is absolutely my soulmate dog. So it's about unconditional love. It's about respect for him, a mutual respect that we shared, a willingness to be there for the other. And of course, in a platonic, innocent way, I mean it absolutely like that. I just felt like it was such a unique, extraordinary relationship that even people around us would say, oh my goodness, that's your soulmate dog.
Quite incredible. And, you know, just to point out, you mentioned, and I saw a name that I recognized in your book early on. Chris Onthank actually has a show on Pet Life Radio. He's an animal behaviorist. I've met him a couple of times, but I'm familiar with Chris. And I know that you had an incredible experience with him in helping to understand. I think he worked with you in training Brady, trying to understand how to communicate with him.
I just adore Chris Onthank and have really, really enjoyed all of the experiences and lessons that Brady and I learned from him. He is just an incredible animal behaviorist and person at large and has such a wealth of knowledge about dogs. And Chris came on board after Brady had a very unfortunate experience with Schutzhund training, this German Shepherd, you know, sport. And the trainer that he had been very aggressive. And it left Brady with some trauma that I worked on healing with him. He went from being this very lively, prince-like, confident, prancing dog who was very secure to when he came home from that intensive training, he was depressed in the corner. And I was like, this is not my Brady. And Chris Onthank came on board to help me approach Brady's training in a firm but kind and loving way. And it actually brought a lot of healing to us.
It was exciting to see his name. And I've met him in person a couple times and I've heard so many wonderful things about him. Okay, now we're going to get into something that might be controversial to some. I'm fairly open-minded and have an appreciation for a lot of things that I might not understand, or just because it's not logical and makes sense that in one way doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So having said that, And I'm pretty good with left and right brain because I have two business degrees, but very creative. So having said all that, most of my listeners know this, having listened to me over the years. So you talked about early on in the book about how you learned to communicate with Brady and through animal telepathy. And given my little preface there, I have not learned this, but I don't think that it's something that is not possible. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It does.
And I think that this is going to be an interesting question because there's a lot of people out there that say, well, this is factual, but there's how many things that happen in the world that don't make sense that just happen? And you can't say coincidence for all of those things or that it, you know, there's things that happen with it. We don't always, it's not just, you know, super logical. Anyway, you learn to communicate with Brady, with Debbie McGillivray. Am I saying that right?
Yes, Debbie McGillivray.
Okay. Why did you want to communicate with Brady? And let's go back one question. I can understand why you'd want to communicate with him. When you heard about animal telepathy and talking, you know, learning to talk dog, what were your first thoughts on that subject?
Yes, I was with an acquaintance who was speaking eloquently about this animal communicator who happened to be Debbie McGillivray and how this just transformed her relationship with her cat. And I, as a trained philosopher in skepticism, was so skeptical that my ears were barely open to listen to her. I was judgmental. I was critical. I cast it aside. I inwardly thought that I would never be caught contacting an animal communicator. And I went about my day. And over the coming few days or weeks, Michelle, I would look at Brady and we would have these profound silent experiences where we just gaze into each other's eyes. And like I just felt so deeply that there was so much that I wasn't understanding. And so I thought, well, I may be skeptical, but skepticism also implies an openness. It's not an immediate rejection of anything. And so in order to decide, I decided to take a dialectical approach and see if there was something to this. And so I contacted the acquaintance. I asked for Debbie's contact information. And I had my first session over the phone with her. She connects with animals through distance, and she can also do it in person. And really, almost immediately, I knew that she was talking with Brady because his energy and his tone, his sense of humor, it came across immediately. And then all the things that he would talk to me about, right away, I would ask the most simple, banal questions, like that we were going to Vermont to see his grandparents, as we called them. And he said, oh, I already know that. You've already told me that. It just kept going on like that in a series of things until the real clincher for me was in that same first conversation when she also is able to communicate with animals to the extent that they can discuss their medical needs. And she said, you might want to call an animal chiropractor because the fourth disc in the lumbar, I don't remember exactly which one it was, but she was very precise about which disc was out. And so I go off the phone and I looked up an animal chiropractor and I was able to get in that afternoon with Brady. And I almost fell off my chair when the chiropractor said that this very same disc, the Debbie McGillivray had mentioned, was out. And at that point, I thought, this just can't be a coincidence. And from then on, everything was so precise as time went on that for me, it was incontrovertible. And then I also learned how to speak the language of dog myself through Debbie's home training program and her in-person workshops. And then I began to speak with other animals and also in a more profound way with Brady. And for me, it legitimized something that I never thought would be possible. And it led to us having an even more profound relationship.
And you know what? You hit the word on the head with skeptic, because it's something that's, I guess, in a sense, controversial and a lot of people skeptical about. but I'm glad you explained that in more detail. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Gifts for my pets. Sparkle and love. Under the tree. From heaven above. Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams. Without a care.
Elevate your cat's eating experience. With the Cat Tree Tray, the Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and is conveniently located on the cat tree. Go to cattreetray.com. Bring home a luxury French bulldog from the world-famous Tom King's Kennel. Premium French bulldogs from excellent European bloodlines. Superior puppy care and lifetime health guarantee for your perfect companion. Use code TOMKINGSMAGIC for a magical holiday discount. Visit TomKingsKennel.com and find your perfect Frenchie today. Your pets will be over the moon with sparkly jewelry from Over the Moon Jewelry. Beautiful handcrafted matching jewelry for you and your pets. Wire-wrapped, beaded contemporary necklaces, bracelets, and charms. Go to OverTheMoonJewelry.com.
Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams without a care.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Michelle Slater. She is the author of Soulmate Dog. She's an author and former professor. And so, Michelle, to go on, once you learn to speak to Brady, how much of a difference did it make in your relationship?
Oh, it made an incredible difference, Michelle, because I didn't have to guess anymore. And I got to know him on a far deeper level than what I thought was already a deep relationship. I got to know him. He had all of these profound comments and wise things to say. And so I learned that he was this very wise soul. And I had a feeling that he was, and by looking into his eyes and the way that he treated me so respectfully. But when I could actually hear him, I really learned that he was far more than I could ever have imagined.
Okay. Wow. We could have a whole show on that, but I want to get to some of the other major points that are brought up in your book. Now, Brady unfortunately became sick at 5 years old with a kidney infection called, I don't even know if I can pronounce this right,
Leptospirosis.
Leptospirosis. Okay, thank you. And you mentioned in the book, we're going to talk more about everything you did, but you mentioned in the book a couple of times that, you know, if you had had pet insurance, it would have made such a big difference, but you did not. And so that's that. You never mentioned actual costs. You just mentioned expensive. I can just guess, and you don't have to mention, I'm not asking for any figures or anything personal like that, but I can just guess that from everything you described and having a few, for my fur babes, having a few, you know, health scares, but nothing like this, that you must have spent close to six figures. You don't have to say yes or no, or I don't want to get so personal on that, but it was very huge, huge expense. So what advice do you have for those? Because you didn't promote or you didn't really talk too much, but it seems like you're pro pet insurance. After reading your book, my next dog, I'm getting pet insurance for sure. I just am. That's my conclusion. But what would you say to people now that are skeptical about pet insurance?
Michelle, I'm so delighted that you're raising this issue because, no, I never wanted to mention the veterinary costs for Brady when he contracted leptospirosis. And I'm very fortunate that I had help in paying his veterinary bills. But I very, very much wished that I did have pet insurance. And I'm a major proponent for pet insurance. And in fact, my current dog, Genji, who is a stunning Swiss white shepherd, he has been fully insured by, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to mention
names. You could say, that's fine.
he's insured by a company called Trupanion.
I've heard of them before.
And when I was writing a draft of this book, I asked my father, who loved to do research, to help me with the project to call various pet insurance companies and make a sort of spreadsheet with the benefits, the advantages, the disadvantages. And I wanted to include that in the appendix of the book. Now, my editor encouraged me not to do that because they thought it was just going too extensively into that subject. But it's very important to me. And I think that so many people would be able to confront staggering healthcare costs and maybe not be forced to have the horrible reality of having to lose their dog. I really encourage people to look into pet insurance, but right away when they first get the dog, so that insurance company doesn't then claim that the dog has a pre-existing condition. So for me, this is a critical thing. And I think as humans, we are responsible for our animals. And so to bear that responsibility, we need to have tools that can help us in times of crisis. So absolutely, a wholehearted yes to the health insurance for dogs and all the pets.
It's a great point. And for humans now, and we're talking, it's September 2024, we're talking about this. For humans now, we don't have to worry about pre-existing conditions, but I remember a time when there was. And if you think about, for humans, when you get insurance, we get it, you know, yeah, it covers your basic doctor, you know, visits, but that would, you could probably pay out of pocket and cover the same as what you would, but you always get it for catastrophes, right? You just can fall or break a leg or something small like that. And that can cost you thousands on thousands of dollars if you have to pay out of pocket. So think about it the same for your fur babe.
Yes. And I would like to add that my father asked questions about some of the alternative treatments that Brady received, because another element in Soulmate Dog that I discuss extensively, that it was a combination of allopathic or conventional veterinary medicine and these complementary or alternative holistic treatments that really saved Brady in the long run. And I developed a tremendous respect for the holistic veterinarians who treated him, but their supplements that were very helpful, for example, from Chinese medicine, were extremely expensive. And when my father called all of the pet insurance companies, he also asked about complementary treatments, alternative treatments, and if supplements would be covered. And with this particular one that I mentioned, Trupanion, and I am not affiliated with them in any way other than they insure my dear dog, Genji, but they were the only one with whom my father spoke that would be willing to cover those alternative treatments and even the supplements. So that really clinched the fact that for me going on, that was the company that I personally wanted to use because I wanted to cover all of my bases. I never, ever, ever wanted this to happen again. And if I can share that with people and that's helpful for them, it's very meaningful for me because that's really why I wrote Soulmate Dog, is I wanted to help all the dogs and animals out there who might not have access to these treatments and could have them, for example, if they had insurance.
Now, that's a great point because there are, and I've had on the show, there's more and more people out there trying holistic treatments, alternative types of therapies. So great points. I have more questions and I don't want to run out of time. So moving along, you have a section and you talk a lot about it. And this was coming up in my mind as I'm reading the book and I thought, and then there's the chapter. Because you talk about Brady's just a dog. Because besides the expense, you had your own, you know, you were had an illness, you weren't feeling well. And it wasn't just a simple thing. You had, you know, a lot of treatment to give Brady. You were traveling back and forth from Vermont to Connecticut. There was a lot of travel involved. It wasn't easy. It wasn't just, you know, a few injections here and there. It was intense. I mean, just reading the book, I thought, oh my gosh, this woman, this was like a miracle. I know you had helpers, but still, it was crazy. So when people say to you, but, oh, he's just a dog. You did all this to save his life. And, you know, and this might be sound, you know, crass, but I don't mean it to, and he only got 3 more years. What would you say to people that, you know, have those kind of thoughts?
You know, everyone is entitled to their own opinion and their own experience, but they didn't live my experience. And my experience was that I had never loved so deeply as I loved this very, very special German Shepherd. And we had a connection. And through the means of animal telepathy, I was able to keep checking in with him and asking him if he wanted to continue these treatments, if he had the strength and the force to keep going on. And he absolutely did. And since he did, and he wanted to fight for his life, and we all loved him. I was not the only one who loved Brady. My family loved him very deeply. And so we were all willing to pitch in and to form Team Brady, as I call it in Soulmate Gone. Because for us, and the riff on just a dog was something that my husband at the time was very skeptical about the extensive costs of his healthcare. But as I write in that chapter and through the book, he would say that, but then he would race home after work to help me give Brady a treatment because it took 2 of us to do these fluid treatments to inject fluids in him to keep his kidneys going. And so, you know, there was a love that transcended what people would normally maybe see between an animal and a human. And it was that love, and it was that level of a soulmate relationship that led me to do everything that I did for Brady. And in terms of the 3 years, it was extraordinary for us to have those 3 years. I don't regret a thing. I'm so grateful to have had those wonderful 3 years, and his health really bounced back. And yes, he did need ongoing treatments, but he had a very full, rich life.
In concluding, because we're almost out of time, what would you hope people get after they're done reading the book? If you could maybe 3 or 4 points that you hope, boy, I hope that I really, you know, instilled this in the reader and they really get this point. What would those 3 or 4 points be?
Well, one thing is just what we've been talking about, to really appreciate that a profound relationship with an animal is possible. And for those people who already have those, to feel that there's validation for that, that they don't have to justify that, or they are entitled to that. It's a wonderful, natural relationship to have. And so I want to celebrate that. I also want to just really underscore the fact that medical conditions like leptospirosis that can lead to kidney failure, they're not a death sentence for dogs. And so it is possible to bounce back from that. And that's a strong reason why I wanted to write Soulmate Dog and share Brady's recovery story. Also, since, you know, dogs don't live eternally, I did want to dwell on the grief piece and the grief that I went through when I did lose Brady, because I think that people who love their animals so strongly need to grieve deeply. And so it's also a way for me to validate the feelings that people are experiencing. And I hope that they will find that comforting. And lastly, I really hope that people would take away an openness about the animal telepathy.
Okay, thanks. We didn't touch on this, but maybe we could quickly touch on this. Let's touch on the grief part. So, Michelle, you did something extraordinary when Brady passed. You went on a hike, an intense hike, very, very intense. So intense that it was, physically challenging in Patagonia. So why did you choose to do that? And was it cathartic enough to help you, you know, process the grieving?
Yes, it's long and complicated to explain that. And yes, I myself was sick with Lyme, but I had these mild reprieves. So it was like a reprieve. And it was like adrenaline was fueling me. But I had to go. I couldn't stay home. Brady died and my arms at home, the way that I would have wanted him to, rather than being at a hospital. But I needed to go walk it off. I walk off my grief. And that's how I think and process. And I needed to go far away, and I'd always wanted to go to Patagonia And so I just went. An opportunity afforded itself to me. And I just went. I took my backpack and I used frequent flyer miles. And I stayed in my tent and made dehydrated meals and went hiking. And as I did, I thought about him. I cried. I walked it off. I let all of my feelings come out. And I write about that extensively because I think it's important to have a process of grieving. And I could still hear him. And he was very funny. He was like, well, this trip is for you. Of course, you deserve to do something special after everything you did for me. So I just kept, like, I still felt very connected to him. But it was cathartic. And of course, grief is not a linear process. It wasn't just that I came home from that trip and I was healed. It was very helpful.
Okay, that's good to know. Let's tell people, where can they buy Soulmate?
Oh, yes. Soulmate Dog came out in June, and it's available wherever books are sold. It can be ordered at your bookstore, independent bookstore. It can be found online. I also have a website, michelleslater.com. I'm on Instagram, I believe, is Michelle B. Slater, and I do post about Soulmate Dog. And I'd be delighted for your listeners to read Soulmate Dog.
Well, I hope they do. And I want to just tell you, thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets. I so appreciate it. And you now have a new dog.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. And thank you so much for having me, Michelle. I really enjoyed speaking with you. And thank you for your deep questions.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you all enjoyed this show. I strongly recommend Soulmate Dog by Michelle B. Slater, PhD. It is a profound book. It's intense. It's just incredible. So be sure to check it out. I read it while I was surrounded by my cat crew, Charlotte, Molly, and Dennis. Although I was thinking of my fur babes who are in doggy heaven, especially Mr. Z. I think the animal telepathy really struck with me. I think I might look into that. Anyways, I want to thank everybody for listening to Best Bets for Pets. I so appreciate it. And thank you so much to my guest, Michelle Slater, for coming on to talk about Soulmate Dog. Thank you, of course, to my amazing producer, Mark Winter, for making the magic happen and making all of our shows sound amazing. And hey, you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.